This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. I know baseball season is still 3 months away, so today's podcast is for all of you baseball junkies that can't wait for the season to begin. In this podcast, we'll go over some Major League Baseball history and look at which teams have had 101 seasons as I pose the question, what does a 100-win season mean if you don't make it to the World Series? During my research, I was a bit surprised to see how many teams, past and present, had great regular seasons but failed miserably in the postseason. This past season is a great example. Four teams had over 100 wins in the regular season. The American League Houston Astros, who had 106 wins, won the World Series. But what happened in the National League? The LA Dodgers won 111 games. The Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets won 101 games. But it was the San Diego Padres who finished the regular season 22 games behind the Dodgers, who won the National League pennant. Go figure. In 2021, three teams won over 100 games: the San Francisco Giants, the LA Dodgers, and the Tampa Bay Rays, but none of them made it to the World Series. Instead, it was the 88 and 73 Atlanta Braves who took the World Series trophy home. It doesn't quite make sense, does it? The league played only 60 games in 2020, but at least the two teams with the best regular season records played each other in the World Series, with the 43 and 17 LA Dodgers winning the trophy. The Houston Astros had the best regular season record in 2019 with 107 wins, while three other teams also had over 100 wins. The Astros made it to the World Series but lost to the 93 and 69 Washington Nationals. So once again, the teams that were heavily favored to win the World Series based on their impressive regular season records lost. The 2018 Boston Red Sox showed that it sometimes works out how it's supposed to. The Astros had 103 wins, while the Yankees had 100. But the 108-win Red Sox won the World Series. 2017 was another season when the over 100-win teams did well. While the 102-win Cleveland Indians didn't make it to the series, the 101-win Houston Astros did, defeating the LA Dodgers, who had 104 wins. In 2016, the only team to win over 100 regular season games that year, the Chicago Cubs, defeated the Cleveland Indians to win the series. But in 2015, the 100-win St. Louis Cardinals failed to reach the series. Instead, it was the 95-win Kansas City Royals who took the trophy home. There was a 3-year span from 2012 to 2014 that no team won 100 games. But in 2014, there were 7 teams that won more regular season games than the San Francisco Giants, who won only 88 games but went on to win the World Series. The Red Sox and Cardinals came close to winning 100 games in 2013, finishing with 97 wins, and the Red Sox defeated the Cardinals in the World Series. The Giants won the World Series in 2012, despite three teams having a better regular season record than they did. The Philadelphia Phillies finished the 2011 regular season with 102 wins, but it was the 90-win Cardinals who won the World Series. Even though seven teams had a better regular season record than they did. Although no team won 100 games in 2010, four teams had a better record than the eventual World Series champion, San Francisco Giants. If you combine the Giants' 2010, 2012, and 2014 regular seasons, their overall winning percentage was 563 for the regular season. That's pretty good, but nothing spectacular. Yet the Giants won the World Series in all three of those seasons. The 2009 Yankees were the only team that year to win over 100 games, and they did win the World Series. But in 2008, the Anaheim Angels, who won 100 regular season games, didn't get the job done in the postseason. Instead, the Philadelphia Phillies, owners of the fifth best record in the majors, won the World Series. There were no 100-win teams in 2007 or 2006. The Red Sox, who had 97 regular season wins, won the series in 2007. But in 2006, the Cardinals, who had a winning percentage of only 516, won the World Series. 12 teams had a better record than the Cardinals that season. The Cardinals were the only team to win 100 games in 2005, but the Houston Astros won the National League pennant with only 89 wins. The Cardinals won 105 games in 2004, while the Yankees won 101, but both teams lost to the Red Sox when it counted most. Three teams won at least 100 games in 2003. The Yankees and Braves won 101, while the Giants won 100. But the Miami Marlins, who won 91 games, seventh best in the league, won the World Series trophy. The results were the same in 2002, with the Yankees, A's, and Braves all winning at least 100 games, but it was the Angels, owners of the fourth best record, who took the trophy home. The 2001 Seattle Mariners had one of the greatest regular seasons in Major League Baseball history, winning an astounding 116 games while losing only 46 for a 7-16 winning percentage. But in the American League Championship, the Mariners were soundly defeated by the Yankees, who finished 21 games behind the Mariners in the win column. The Yankees then lost the World Series to the Arizona Diamondbacks, who had only the fifth best record in the regular season. You probably get my point by now. Your favorite team may have had a great regular season, and while that's all well and good, just how satisfying is it if they don't play well when it counts most in the postseason? Although no teams reached the 100-win mark in 2000, the teams that won the league pennants were not the teams with the best records. The Mets had the fourth best record in the National League, while the Yankees had only the fifth best record in the American League. The Yankees, who had the ninth best record overall, defeated the Mets in the World Series. That wraps it up for the 2000s. In part two, we'll look at the 1990s and the 1980s. Well, hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Until next time, thank you and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.